brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, final segment. Dave in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I mean, it's a crazy world.
Yeah, it really is. I wanted to run this by you really quickly. I've had a considerable amount of time researching as an academic the way that the CIA has used Nazi war criminals. Since World War II.
Yeah, they used about 100,000 of them, about 30,000 in serious positions.
And I just wanted to note really quickly what I think his name is Mr. LaRue, the fellow you had, the 90-year-old that you had on a couple days ago.
Lyndon LaRouche, yes.
Yes, LaRouche, I'm sorry. He was talking about that the supposed freedom fighters in the Ukraine were the children of those Nazi collaborators that the CIA had been organizing back post-World War II. If you could find the actual evidence that he was basing those statements on.
No, I mean, it was a generality, but it was true that the Western Ukraine was pro-Nazi and that in the Gladio Stay Behind networks, the CIA funded some of those groups, so that is actually on record.
That's what I wanted to run by you really quickly. That's just critical. A great book to read about that is Blowback by Christopher Simpson that goes on at length about that group in the Ukraine.
Oh, so you were just confirming. Yes, yeah, very interesting.
Well, yesterday I tried to call and talk to you about that, and I got queued really early, like second or third person, and
I never went to calls. I know, Dave. I need to get better about calls. Thank you, brother. But you got in today. Mitch in Kentucky. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I live back here in the woods, you see. Woman and the guns and the dogs and me. We got to live in a little town of about 1,200 people. Went up to the bank today. Of course, we got a post office box since we live so far back in the woods. And they wanted to know my physical address. And I said, why do you need my physical address? They said, because of the Patriot Act. And I cringed. I said, I'm not giving it to you. I'm sure it doesn't matter. I'm sure they got it anyway. But I thought it's just one thing after another. And it's ridiculous. You know, one of the things I've thought of is all these the Bushes and the Clintons and all the other people in Congress, if they like to do all this fighting overseas, why don't they load up and all the people in Congress and they go there and start fighting? And when they come back either dead or with their arms and legs blown off, maybe they'll feel a little bit different about running over across these other countries and fighting all the time.
Absolutely. No, we've got a bunch of insulated, globalist technocrats who have no honor, no chivalry, who see us all as animals, who are just dehumanizing us, training us to be slaves, destroying due process, trying to domesticate us, just manifesting pure evil.
Like some of these last people you've had on, some of these good talk show guys, we send our children over there and they come back all blowed apart and then they don't want to even acknowledge it. They don't want to help nobody. They don't want to give them any money. It's just ridiculous.
No, they use our goodwill and they use our goodness against us, and that's why we have to get angry. We have to stop being naive, brother. I appreciate your call. Man, I'm just out of time here. But you get 30 seconds, Robert. Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off, but go ahead. In Texas.
Alex, well, some of the things that are happening is just people, you talk to people and explain to them what's going on, and it's like talking to deaf ears. People don't think anymore of how to do this, how to do that.
No, I agree. There's jellyfish that just react. I see on screen the word pumpkinhead. Tell me about that.
Okay, the interpretation is la cabeza de calabaza supremo.
Is that how you say pumpkinhead in Spanish? Thank you, brother. All right, thanks for holding to say that. Anything else?
Nothing else, sir. Keep on doing what you're doing. Love you all.
Thank you very much. We love you, too. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Waved feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
As you know, we have been following the huge purge, especially of nuclear force commanders, top generals, right down to mid-level officers. We've been following this very, very closely the last year. Well, it's accelerating, and Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be joining us today in the third hour to break that down. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday already, the 21st day of February 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, as we sit here and chronicle what the globalists are up to and how humanity is beginning to wake up to them. Now, an example of humanity waking up is the fact that last week and then earlier this week, we ran articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the fact that Obama, we also covered this last year, is planning on putting monitors for, quote, bias and to track how you news gather in, quote, all newsrooms. A unprecedented FCC power grab, because the FCC is only over broadcast and what's over the broadcast, not the content. And this really is unprecedented tyranny. Well, when DrudgeReport.com and others began to carry it earlier in the week, it is now spilled out into the mainstream media today and yesterday, and there is now a national debate happening. If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, you can see one of the beta tests, one of the new looks for InfoWars we're looking at. Doesn't mean it's final, but we're tweaking it. But there's the new InfoWars look for now. Give us your feedback on it, folks, in the comment pages, show tips at InfoWars.com. You will see the article, Judge Napolitano, Government Monitoring Newsrooms, Radical New Era of Tyranny. Judge Andrew Napolitano warns the Obama administration plan to have FCC bureaucrats monitor newsroom represents a radical new era of tyranny and would squash freedom of the press. Yes, it is a radical new era of tyranny. As Ted Cruz has said, Obama is frightening and dangerous. As I've said, he is trying to become a dictator 2.0 for the bureaucracy and the special interest. Set the precedent that a president can do whatever he wants. This is a real issue. And people say, oh, don't be so radical. When you're faced with radical government, when you're faced with radical extremist behavior, that's what it is. And so many times in history, I know I beat this dead horse, so many times in history, over and over again, people are faced with a Lenin, a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao, a Napoleon, a Pol Pot, a Fidel Castro, and they just don't want to admit that, oh, they're having tyranny in their time. They don't want to admit that, and so they basically fall to it. Because, oh, this couldn't be happening to me. Rick Linkletter, the director, good friend of mine, like 15 years ago when I first met him, in my first meeting with him, he was a listener to my radio show and he wanted to meet me, so I went down to his studios. And I went there for like an hour and a half meeting with him in his office. Almost like being in a psychologist's office or something. And he was just intensely talking to me. And he said, you know, the problem is people expect a dictator to show up like Hitler in a funny little suit and a funny little mustache. Each generation doesn't recognize how the tyranny shows up in their time. And of course, that was that's simple for me to know today, but it was fundamental. Then I was like, oh, I guess you're right. And he was explaining to me why people didn't understand it. And he was saying you have to connect what happened in the past visually and audibly and semantically to what's happening now. Because he goes, I know you're a smart guy and mean well and you're young. I mean, I was like 25 years old then, 40 now. But now here we are all these years later and it's just all out in the open in our face. But this is a big deal. What we see unfolding on every front, and we've got to respond to it properly. If we don't run around and get upset about it, no one else around us will think there's a problem. And I'm not saying put on an act. I don't get up here and yell and scream on air as an act. But sometimes I dress up like Cobra Commander or the Joker to do a skit, and then that's an act. But it's what I believe. I'm using satire to illustrate something I believe in my heart to try to wake people up. You see what I'm saying? But organically, the reason I've been somewhat successful, wildly successful on many fronts, waking people up. In fact, if you talk to most new libertarians or people that are aware of the New World Order now, anywhere in the world, they'll say Alex Jones. Alex Jones. 9 times out of 10, Alex Jones got me to think first. And it's not because I'm that eloquent or I'm that good of a guy, but I did it at an organic, primitive level, get upset, have high energy, and yell and scream and hyperventilate and beat the table because I'm desperate and I'm frustrated, and that's what will get your fellow man moving. I mean, if you go to Hollywood renditions of things like 300 that has a lot of fiction in it, but a lot of historical truth in it as well. You've got a rousing speech there about we've got to be ready to die for our republic and have the glory of being real men here today. Are you with me? Or the William Wallace speech that really happened about many years from now lying in our beds. What would you give just once to come back here and tell our enemies you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. That's what it's all about. They tell you, don't have energy in politics. Don't get upset. Don't have strong rhetoric. Just go along to get along. That's how you get ahead in life. That is not how you get ahead in life. You may get ahead in life in a corporation or a marriage or a business or at the golf club being nice and congenial, and that is how you should act in nice company. But you do not do that with a predatory global corporate takeover coming in and taking over. If you sit there and just mince words with it, we're going to lose. If you get aggressive, get out of your comfort zone, get angry, take action, tell it like it is, people will hear what you say and they will wake up. When what happens when a crow up in a tree, while the other crows are down foraging on the ground, they'll leave a watchman up in the top of the tree. Crows are one of the smartest birds out there in major studies. All blackbirds are in that family of the ravens, the crows, you name it. They're about the smartest birds there are. They can count, you name it. You get a gaggle of crows, an even bigger group, I guess is a murder, that's what they call them. And you'll get them up there watching, and they'll flap around and cry, cry, if they see something like a human or something else that can be dangerous to the crows that are on the ground. And that's all I'm doing is hopping around up in the top of the tree going, brr, 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 and the Young Turks will probably play that clip and say, oh, look what a kooky is. He makes bird noises. Out of context, I'm trying to illustrate what I do at a primitive level. It's not that special. It's just that we've been taught not to run around like chickens with our heads cut off. I mean, Paul Revere rode around on a big black horse saying, get your guns and get ready to kill people. To arms, the redcoats are coming. The British are coming. One is by land, two is by sea. To arms with other people riding out. I just go to Piers Morgan and say, listen, redcoat, you try to take our guns, this is going to start a new civil war. Stop acting like you don't want to take them. That's the plan. You're on notice. Oh, my gosh, it's so radical. Oh. But everybody knows about it. Everybody a year plus later talks about it. They sure didn't want me back if it was so discrediting, getting double their ratings. They're scared of it. They told me they're scared of it. They're scared of you getting out of your comfort zone and waking up. Now, there they are this year saying that his anti-gun stuff has killed his show. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to defeat these people. We are waking the population up. We are taking action. Now, let's go ahead and go to Napolitano last night, or was this this morning? It was Fox and Friends, talking about the new era of tyranny, radical new era of tyranny. That's right, it's a radical new age tyranny. Tyranny 2.0. That's what it is, and there's no other way to say it's anything else. Big red fire engine, big red fire engine. Go to the zoo, you're looking at a tiger, it's a tiger. Turn on the television, it's Obama. This is tyranny. I mean, you're looking at it, it's what it is, what you going to do about it? Stop complying. Withdraw your consent. Speak out against it, it'll implode. It needs you to go along with it. It's all a big confidence game with Michelle Obama on TV every day and all this garbage. Let's go to Napolitano telling it like it is.
They are reading our emails. They're reading our texts. They're looking at our bank statements. They're reading our utility bills. They know everything
they
about
us. They put out my garbage last night.
Well, that would be nice if they did that. Now they want to know ahead of time what news we're going to cover. Those pieces you just ran of the president praising the First Amendment were accurate and true. What he forgot to say, however, is that this freedom is not just necessary and vital. It's absolutely guaranteed in the First Amendment, beyond dispute. There is no case that stands for the
That's
contrary
right.
of that proposition.
Can it survive based on the pressure that it's going to receive?
I don't think so. That's a great question. This is a radical new era of tyranny for the White House. I can't imagine it getting to first base.
Right. Now, what do you recommend Roger Ailes do?
If the FCC shows up here, Mr. Ailes, throw them out, unless they have a search warrant from a judge, which they'll never get.
That's right, but they don't care. They'll show up and everybody will kiss their butt or they'll tie it to licensing and they'll do it. They're going to do it. And they already send these federal bureaucrats here for these business assessments, part of the census. Totally unconstitutional. They get real threatening and say, you're going to answer all our questions. And I say, get out of here. But most people just literally grovel in fear. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. When we come back, Polish minister tells the opposition in Ukraine, if you don't take this deal, you'll all be dead under martial law. We'll talk about what's happening in Ukraine, the economy, and New York City. What's the number one killer of blacks? We'll tell you about that as well. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, and I'll be here this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday worldwide transmission. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, I was saying, I'll tell you the number one cause of death for black people. It's not just in New York City, but that's the CNSNews.com headline. More black babies killed by abortion than born. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Simply amazing. More killed by abortion than born. And that is part of the national average as well. But don't hold your breath to hear the NAACP talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever hold your breath to discuss anything like that. By the way, pretty amazing from the FBI. Well, first off, the FCC commissioner came out and criticized Obama's plan and Holder's plan, because that's who's driving it. They run everything. To come in and come into every newsroom and, quote, make sure you're covering news that helps women and minorities. That's just a way to get into the newsroom and then start claiming everything's racist or whatever. It's the First Amendment. You have no right, period, to be involved, no matter what the news is. I can put whatever, quote, slant on it I want. My slant is freedom. My bias is liberty. I'm going to engage in a serious agenda of truth and the Constitution from a libertarian perspective. I wear it on my sleeve. They're like, ooh, we're going to find if there's bias. Bias, the Attorney General runs around saying brainwash people against guns. So on the heels of that, and our reporter David Knight's been calling the FCC the last few days about this. He's tried to get comments from them. They've been stonewalling, and then now they've been flip-flopping. So this is going to be some breaking news from the FCC that you're about to hear, and then maybe one of our writers wants to pick up on this and put it out, because it's definitely national news what they're up to. But shifting gears into another First Amendment chilling effect, Weekly Standard reports, senators demand FBI head answer questions about indictment of Dinesh D'Souza. So that's good. The issue that he's clearly being politically persecuted, even if you don't believe that when the evidence is overwhelming that he is, imagine if Michael Moore, 2 years after he put out Fahrenheit 9/11, had been indicted by the Bush White House Justice Department. I mean, people would be freaking out. I would be freaking out over some campaign donations of a few thousand dollars that bundling is completely done across the board by Democrats, Republicans. It's the same stuff they indicted Ken Lay and spent 6 years trying to put him in jail for. So here it is. Senators demand FBI head answer questions about indictment of Dinesh D'Souza. Four United States senators have written a letter to FBI Director James Comey about the indictment of author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. Senator Charles Grassley, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. So this is bipartisan, you notice. Jeff Sessions, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and four senators, all Republicans, but also some Democrats who have signed the letter. The letter quotes Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz as saying, "I can't help but think D'Souza's politics have something to do with it. It smacks of selective prosecution." And, of course, you know he's a big Democrat. And the senator's right to dispel the sort of public perception that Mr. D'Souza may have been targeted because of his outspoken criticism of the president's support for the FBI to be transparent regarding the precise origin of the investigation. Well, folks, here's the issue. Obama got about a third, you can look this up, of his donations last go-around and before that as well, from offshore IP addresses and public offshore. He would go to offshore foreign fundraisers, quote, where Americans would be meeting him, but he would get all sorts of money. And then you've got Solyndra and Fast and Furious and all the bid rigging and all the corruption and the takeover of General Motors and taking the franchises away from people that weren't Democrats. I mean, just really mafia government type stuff. And when they go after Republican governors for crooked toenails, when they go after filmmakers, everybody is in deep trouble, obviously. And that's coming out. Yeah, there's a headline right there. Obama's offshore team. Some of the president's top donors are foreign tax havens. Yeah, just look it up. It appears from U.S. Attorney's Office comment, this is the senators, that the FBI conducts regular, perhaps random reviews of campaign filings. Is this correct? If so, what methodology does the FBI use to conduct these reviews? Well, let me tell you. They admit with the IRS they didn't audit one 501c3 progressive or democratic or communist organization. That came out in the news last year. In fact, pull that up, guys. They didn't audit one or hold up one of their charity authorizations to get the 501c3, rather. And they basically audited every Tea Party organization, harassed them, shut them down, and wouldn't give them the designations. I mean, there it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, my compadres. Thank you so much for joining us again on this 21st day of February 2014 as we go in, through, and beyond. Don't let anyone tell you we don't live in exciting, uber interesting times. Now, that's some powerful music. Crank it up. Ride the lightning. Good stuff. This is for the, Who the Bell Tolls. But it's from Ride the Lightning, Metallica. All right, let's get back to the news. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Now they fight for the right. Yeah, but who's to say? You know, you got to understand, folks, all of our ancestors, no matter where you've come from, have absolutely had to go through hell and back so that we would have any basic liberty, any basic dignity from all the corrupt kings and regimes and oppressors that have come and gone. And Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything that has been Western jurisprudence has been an absolute godsend to humanity, and it is now being destroyed by the globalists. It is now being removed, decimated, brought low, and I am here to try to bring it back. Now, continuing here with some of the news that is coming up today, obviously, that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is just a ton of it that we are going to be breaking down today. China is starting to make a power move against the U.S. dollar. More on Obama administration embedding government researchers to monitor media organizations. That's called spies, government spies, openly coming into your organization to dig up things to try to throw at you. We're going to get into Polish minister. If opposition does not accept deal in Ukraine, martial law will be declared and you'll all be dead. There's been an accord signed in Ukraine, but doubts are strong, the New York Times reports. The embattled president of Ukraine and leaders of the opposition signed a political deal today aimed at ending a spiral of lethal violence with early elections and a reduction in presidential powers. But Russia declined to endorse the accord, and many protesters said nothing short of president's resignation would get them off the street. So that is what is coming up on that front. We will continue to watch what is going on that situation because it affects basically everything. Now, here's an article out of the Weekly Standard. Michelle Obama, young people are knuckleheads, that's a quote, which is why they need Obamacare. So I've seen the Obamacare ads, we've played them here, where the good liberal parents know best and they get their college student to do it. But the college student is so trendy, they've already done it and explained that to mom and dad. And the sales job is young people have got to sign up and be screwed by this, or no one else is going to be able to have the program continue forward. You said that on television last night. So we're going to be going over all of that report coming up as well today. Again, if you look at Infowars.com, it's a new design, and we've had some bugs in launching it. Let us know what you think of it. I think it's a nice, clean design. The article pages look nice. There's stuff like the featured top news stuff that I wanted to simply get moved from the top to the middle has been removed. So we'll be putting that back. And there's a lot of programming going on, a lot of shifting, a lot of testing on the fly this weekend with the site. And I'll make the determination whether I want to go with this design or not by Monday and go back with the old design until we come out with something else a month down the road. And I'm just going to keep going back to the drawing board until I like it and until you like it. This one's the closest yet to something that I would go with. But again, it's a train wreck when it comes to trying to get all the old data that's on there and then integrate it in with all the new data. But we're trying as best we can, so thank you for bearing with us. If you like the old look of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is basically that, and it will continue on for the foreseeable future. If you like that look, PrisonPlanet.com. But we are truly trying to innovate the sites and update them here and doing the best we can. So thank you all for your support and the crew, except for until late last night and this morning. Still working on that. But it's like funny, we fix one thing and then it breaks another. It's like, move this up here and this down here. So then this down here just disappears. And then it's like, okay, so it's, I almost want to just not do the radio show right now and go off air because that's my problem is I got all these other decisions to make. And then go in there and just say, if we move the breaking news from the top and put the radio stuff on top, then it just goes under it. It doesn't, like, go to the phantom zone. Of course, that's the programming, though, is dealing with that type of stuff. So I think we have, like, an actual reservoir back there of kind of like the Minions from Despicable Me, and I actually think that's what's going on. And then I'm kind of like the mad scientist with the gray hair out on the sides who doesn't know what I'm doing either. So we will continue to have fun with the entire thing. Speaking of funding our laboratory, ladies and gentlemen, of true independent media that has an open pro-liberty bias to the truth, which I will not apologize for. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, to quote the great Barry Goldwater. and sometimes silence isn't golden. It's yellow, but we do need your financial support as well, and we try to sell you the best stuff there is out there, the best supplements, the best proprietary, double strength, half the cost, one-of-a-kind nascent iodine at InfoWarsLife.com, the fluoride shield, the nascent iodine, and five other compounds to take out the heavy metals, the fluoride, you name it, the Super Male Vitality, 15% off into next week, that special running, and the new best-selling T-shirt ever, I knew it would be, the Molon Labe, great design. Not that I'm bragging, it's just, I want you to know, it's an Alex Jones design that our graphics people put together, with the helmet of the Spartan and then the crossed M4s and then the victory wreath around it. And then it says 1776 in Roman numerals under it, Molon Labe, come and take it. And there's also another InfoWars variant that has InfoWars on the front with a Molon Labe symbol and then Molon Labe on the back. And it's vice versa, whether you want Molon Labe on the front, InfoWars on the back, or InfoWars on the front, Molon Labe on the back. That T-shirt did sell out, but more arrived today. So if you want them, get them, InfoWarsStore.com. And then wear it out there. People say, what is that? This old Spartan thing's been really popular since 300. The new 300's coming out. And it is a pro-citizens being armed message. It's a true story, like the Alamo. Turn your guns in. No, come and take it, the Spartans said thousands of years ago. And they were quoting them at the Alamo just in 1836, and we're quoting them now. I mean, we're just like the people at the Alamo, just like the people in Greece. Same people, folks. We're just humans. But you think about that being a long time ago. You had a mother and a father. They had a mother and father. And the connection of them changing our diapers, feeding us, raising us, it just goes right back to antiquity. We're just like those people were. Though our DNA is more broken and poisoned from all the chemicals and things. They've got a lot of statistics and numbers. They've looked at the DNA. They think the average Spartan had an IQ over 20 points higher than us. And if they were around today with all this food and medicine, we'd live to be about 120. So I guess we're not what we used to be. But the point is that in many respects, we are getting worse because of the industrialized society. That which does not kill us only makes us stronger unless it's total decadence. And then... what did Victor Hugo, the great French statesman and philosopher, say? He said that prosperity, well, first he said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And that really is true. But InfoWarsStore.com, made in 1776.com, will take you right to the subpage that has all the Made in America apparel and belt buckles and other festoonery. So you can certainly meet like-minded people and support the broadcast. Wear your colors. Loud and proud. We've got the new Navy SEAL manufactured right here in America, veteran-owned, 50-caliber bottle breachers. If you don't know what that is, just go check it out. It's a bottle opener. And all sorts of evil George Washington stuff. It's really horrible. All sorts of horrible Spartan stuff. It's not politically correct. I really want to apologize to everybody. Made in 1776.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com is the master page. Or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to our proprietary three supplements we've rolled out. And, of course, the best organic coffee out there, in my opinion, at the lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I mentioned this earlier, so I'll just bring it up now. Here it is. IRS approved liberal groups while Tea Party in limbo. And it was reported by USA Today that they did not unapprove or go after one liberal, anti-freedom, fascist scumbag group. But any group that believes in men and women being able to have children and own property and not be slaves, they were all shut down, audited, or harassed into oblivion. And that's USA Today. I just mentioned that earlier, but I didn't just want to just mention it, not show you just one example of it. So the guys printed that off because that's what they do. We got two guys that sit in there. They rotate through running the board and the cameras, and they just take whatever I say and they put it in a search engine. And then they just throw it on screen if you're a TV viewer so you understand I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up. Believe me, I wish every day I was making this stuff up. I wish every day this was an act. It's not an act. It's 100% real, and I believe everything I'm saying. But I do let myself get mad. I do... get upset to try to upset other people, so it is an act. And that's how the real world works. It's a paradox. Now, when I was 22 years old or 25, none of it was an act. In fact, I was totally out of control, and I'm still out of control. I mean, what do you? I mean, is it an act when you drive your car down the road and control it, or are you just supposed to just wildly start turning the wheel everywhere and putting the accelerator on? When I was on the BBC last year covering Bilderberg on their big morning show, and when we went off air, I stopped yelling at him, and I got up and said, "Okay, thank you," and shook the guy's hand. He goes, "That's all an act." And I went, "No, it's not an act. We're not on air. You were talking to me. I talked over you. I want to make a big scene here showing that it's not business as usual. That's not an act." So he tweeted out that I admitted it was all an act. And the reason I raise that act point is I get asked that question more than anything. More than, "Why aren't you dead?" I get asked, "Is it an act?" I don't know. Is it an act? I told you the NSA was spying on everything and how they were doing it, and it's all come out. Was it an act? I told you the military is trying to take your guns, and now it's admitted. Was it an act? I told you the FCC was going to put monitors in all the businesses, all the media organizations, and all this. Look, I'm just covering what's going on. Is it an act when I put white makeup on because the Joker was coming out 4 years ago and tried to hijack that for some liberty issues? Yeah, it was an act. I don't really laugh and scream and throw papers around and talk about how much I love evil. It's called satire. It's very frustrating. Now, I wanted to bring David Knight in here. He's got the documents. We can document Cam that in a moment. This is some breaking FCC news. Judge Napolitano, it's up on Infowars.com, called "Government Monitoring Newsrooms, Radical New Era of Tyranny." And that's not a sensational headline. That's what it is. If you catch Jeffrey Dahmer with 10 guys in chemical tubs, in barrels, this is a radical form of evil and a macabre nightmare laboratory of torture we've discovered. If I was a prosecutor, that's how I would describe it. Well, what's Obama doing? Well, a radical new era of tyranny, as Ted Cruz said, frightening and dangerous. How would you describe Obama? You called the FCC. You got letters from him. You got a response from him. I want you to run with the guys and write an article after this, because this is breaking news, David. Mm-hmm. You're doing real journalism here. God bless you. Just you churn out so much real research. What would you call Obama first? What would you describe this transformation?
Well, it's definitely authoritarian. What we're seeing here is an open, in-your-face kind of criminal corruption.
So it's naked mobsterism.
Absolutely. They brought it up to a new level. As people have pointed out with the IRS, Nixon did this a long time ago, but he was impeached.
It was 100 names in a safe, though.
Exactly.
Not millions.
The IRS didn't actually execute it, and the IRS didn't actually defend it and cover it up. Now they do it openly, and they continue to do it even after they're exposed. So they clearly don't care about that. We knew we weren't going to get any answers from the FCC, so what we did was we videotaped the whole process of running around, getting answering machines. The guy sends us over to the media release.
Is that on the news tonight?
It was on the news last night.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, take your thing, get it, let's get it up on the site. Good Lord.
And so finally we call him back and say, "Hey, nobody's answering that number." He's put himself on answering machine now. So the guy,
I usually watch the news. I missed it last night. I apologize.
The guy they had as a contact person basically didn't want to be the contact person. And we had a difficult time getting somebody from media relations to talk to us. Finally, they sent us a modified definition of the study, as well as a response to a congressman who's complaining about this. Now, this really started to pick up steam. We reported on this quite some time back, but it started picking up steam about February the 10th, I believe. Yeah, that's when it was. We had one of the FCC commissioners write a scathing op-ed piece attacking this whole study. And in response to that, congressional committee started, so they sent out the...
And by the way, this is fairness doctrine by Uber Stealth.
Yes, yes. It's fairness doctrine, but you can also see, when you look at the report, you can see how they stonewall us, why they accuse us of ambush journalism when we're trying to finally get transparency from them. Every time we try to talk to the government, it's the same story. Nobody will talk to you. Nobody will grant you an interview. So finally, when you go there and show up and start to talk to somebody, "Oh, this is ambush journal. You guys are evil," you know, because you're coming here to talk to me. They want to cover up everything. They all think that they're the CIA. Everything is classified. Nobody wants to talk about anything. And, of course, there's also the aspect that they're in a bureaucracy. They don't have the courage to say something because they're afraid they might say something that hasn't been vetted and cleared by their master. So all they will do is send out press releases about this. But listen to the way they changed the study over time. When they first put it out, they said, "In order to assess whether the government action is needed to ensure that the information needs of all Americans are being met, including women and minorities," that was the original purpose of it. Now that they're getting criticism, what they're saying is that it's about the, it's a study of the ability of entrepreneurs and small business to compete in the media marketplace. So it went from looking at the information needs of women and minorities to seeing how we can help small businesses. See, they're from the government. They're here to help us.
Oh, I mean, you're not a racist, are you? You're not against women and minorities that are really the super majority. Women are 51% of the population in mammals, and here they are 52% for a strange reason. And then you've got the, quote, minorities that are the majority. So we're talking 77% of people. Oh, you're against the 77%.
Well, the whole thing comes
Hey, turn your guns in or you're against women.
Yeah, the whole thing is very phony. One of the quotes from this op-ed piece by the FCC commissioner, his name is Ajit Pai. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's A-J-I-T. But he said, they want to go in and look at the news judgments of editors. And he says, how can the news judgments made by editors and station managers impede small business from entering the broadcast industry? It has nothing to do.
Well, what does some bureaucrat know about news editors and people that have worked their whole lives in this?
That's right.
It's all about government being my God. And these are political commissars. I want to come back and talk more about this. Here's your report. That's what I don't like about the new InfoWars design. I wanted that same links at the top of every page to our YouTube, our Facebook, our Twitter, so I can go through every day and see it. There it is. FCC refuses to respond to the accusations of media control. And, I mean, this is big. FCC stonewalls media. FCC accuses journalists of ambush journalism for asking questions.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at reverse99.com. That's reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse99.com. Again, that's reverse99.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Nugent called Obama a subhuman mongrel, which I don't think is an accurate characterization, and got criticized by people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, and so he apologized. And I guess guess the implication is, oh, you know, he's being racist or something. But that's just a way to insult somebody. Obama is a peacock of evil in a fancy suit trained to lie and deceive people with a super high IQ and is an American psycho. How's that sound? Obama represents the criminal kleptocratic class of fraud and deceit. So they won't criticize that because that describes what he is. Probably not the best term to describe Obama, but this is a guy that goes around killing people with drones, saying he's really good at killing people like he did it himself. And this is a person overriding our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. He is a plague. You go, well, Alex, you say he's a puppet. Why are you saying all this? Because he's the front man of it all. David Knight, getting back into the FCC, saying they're going to be basically coming in with a new fairness doctrine to restrict free speech and put their spies everywhere, their political correct spies. Continuing with your contact with the FCC, I mean, and there's video of this now that we have. I probably should just air your report. Maybe I'll do it in the next hour, where they're saying it's ambush journalism and acting like there's the CIA, that the media would dare call them.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to anyone.
I mean, it's so bizarre that media, you're supposed to just take their press releases like dinosaur media and repeat them, that you would dare call them and dare want to know about their plans to come tell us what to do. Can you imagine one of these people coming to visit us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things the FCC commissioner pointed out in his op-ed piece.
Some tar and feathers? I'm sorry.
Yeah. He said, the FCC has no authority to regulate the print media, and yet they're going to be included in this study that they've got going on. So this is much broader than their power. And it's
huge power grab.
It's definitely, it brings up concerns of the fairness doctrine because they're highlighting the concerns of women in media.
We had 10 Democratic senators a few years ago, mainly women, come out and do this. Mm-hmm. Call for the fairness doctrine.
Mm-hmm. But it also, there's something else going on here, too. If you remember, the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, they were created at the beginning of the Cold War.
They're now going to operate domestically. This is really that shift. And quote, exactly. The Pentagon 4 months ago announcing they're going to reach out to the media.
Exactly. And so when we look at them getting into the content of this stuff, when they start looking closely at content, when they start analyzing how are people putting the news organizations together, we should keep in mind not only the NSA, but we need to understand that they're going to actively propagandize the American people. That's what the federal government has in its sights.
Oh, yeah, they're going to give you a good rating if you carry a certain amount of their bull.
That's right. That's right. So to say that this has nothing to do with content is not true. And see, the FCC is supposed to scrupulously stay away from content. But if they want to talk about barriers to participation, talk about the barriers that they set up to micro-broadcasting or other things like that that would directly affect small business.
Yeah, why didn't they open up all the IDEF digital band to community like they were supposed to do? They didn't do that.
That's right. That's right. And that's really what the FCC was there for. It was there to make sure that people don't overrun each other as far as broadcasting frequencies and that sort of thing goes. This brings up very troubling concerns about them getting involved in content, which is what nobody wants to see.
Well, even the head of the agency says it's outrageous. It is outrageous tyranny.
Yeah.
And it shows the sky's the limit. Once they start getting away with whatever they want, the sky's the limit, David.
Yeah, that's right.
Describe more of what's in the video that we're going to post on InfoWars.com.
Well, one of the things we wanted to ask them was, you know, how do you define whether or not information, how do you find information needs being met? How do you measure that? What's the cost of this study? Can we see the questions? They wouldn't give us any information. They absolutely shut it down. We're going to give you a prepared statement that's very bland and general. And what they did was they changed the mission statement from saying they're going to focus on the information needs of women and minorities to saying we're going to focus on the barriers to competition for small business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
notes. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.